We're with Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after Shildon's 2-0 victory over Ashington this Friday night. Congratulations on the win, Gary. How did you see that game?
Well, coming up here, actually, it was a game we were a bit concerned about. Ashington's a good side. They beat us at our place, and you know, the pressure's on. We've probably got to win our last six games to give ourselves a chance. But we had a big chat with the lads on Wednesday night at training. And I thought the lads went about the game perfectly, if I could be honest, absolutely perfectly. We've gone 2-0 up, and instead of chasing the third and leaving the back door open, which some teams might have done, we just played out the game. We attacked in the right amount of numbers, and we kept plenty of bodies behind the shirt. And apart from one great block by, I think, Scroggs in the second half, I don't think Lewis had a save to make, has he?
Yes, possibly. The 2-0 doesn't really reflect the dominance of Shildon in the game, does it?
No, well, I don't think it did, to be honest with you. I thought we were in total control of the game from start to finish. And I think when we scored the second one so early in the second half, I think their heads went down a little bit. And at that stage then, you know, we've got some experienced lads there, and they just played the game out.
Yeah. And so we're looking forward now to midweek coming up as well, and we're playing Gisborough again in that game. So as you say, it's kind of getting to the stage now where we probably have to be looking at taking maximum points from all our games going forward.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Spenny, I think, have won again tonight. They're going to keep winning games, but they've got some tough matches to come as well. So we just, like I say, all we can do is I asked the lads to begin the season. I says, tell you what, let's get to the last five or six games in with a chance of winning the league, which we've never had before. And then if we can get there, put ourselves under a little bit of pressure by getting there, and then let's see what happens. And if we end up getting 98 points or something like that, and we don't win the league, and Spennymoor or whoever pips us to the league, then all credit to them, because it means in this strength of the league, they've had a great season. And you know, I'd be disappointed, but I'd have a lot of pride in what we've achieved. And if somebody does beat us when we get to 98 points, then fair dues to them.